Last time we started discussing the Gemara and Kuf Yudalei going up to Kuf Tesvav, we showed him talk about why on Morah we make a bracha lachibas Morah, but we don't make the Birchas Hanenim. The Rashbam said that the Birchas Hanenim of Karpas patas the Morah. The Bar Piyadama that we say on Karpas can work for the Morah as well. And Tosfos, the Mordechai, other Rishonim say that it's not that the Bar Pi Adam of Karpas patas the Mar, but rather Hamotzi patas the Mar. There's no need, you don't really need a connection between the Karpas and the Mar. In fact, Tosfos says Hagodah is a Hefzik, so the Bar Pi Adam of Karpas can't even work for the Mar. But he says it's not necessary because the Hamotzi will pater the Mar from a Bracha Rishona. All you have to make is a Birchas HaMitzvah Lachilas Mar. Why is that? So both the Mordechai and Tosfos have the same idea. They say that Mor is Bar Mabai Machmas Hasuda Toch Hasuda. It's something coming for the purpose of the meal. So it's coming for the purpose of the meal. Hamotzi is going to patra it just like everything else that comes for the purpose of the meal. The small debate that the Tosfos and Mordechai have is why is it called Bar Mabai Machmas Hasuda Hasuda? It's the same shita, same basic shita, but there are two approaches to the shita. Tosfos says that it's called Varma Bai Machmas Hasuda Toch Hasuda because it's Mamshech Taivas Achila. It whets the appetite. You have a little bit of mar, it's going to whet the appetite, but it'll open up the belly, you'll be able to eat more. So therefore it's a Tzorech Hasuda. Is it the Ikar Hasuda? No. Tosfos concedes. It's not the Ikar Hasuda. It's not the primary. It's not Bola Lafes HaSapas. But you don't need that, he says. As long as it's Mamshech Taivas Achila, it's a Tzorech of the Suda. That's cool. Toch Hasuda Machmas Hasuda. So therefore, based on the Yisol, based on the principles developed in the Gemara and Brachas on that Mem Aleph Amid Beis, it would be Potter from a Bracha Rishon. Not everyone's convinced of that. Maybe Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda Hasuda is if it's Bola Lafes Hasapas, if it's Bola Asbiya. Who says that something that whets the appetite is called Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda Tal Hasuda? So comes the Mordechai and suggests a different reason why it should be called the Bamach Masasuda Tavasuda. He says specifically on the Seder night, the Mor is Bamach Masasuda because Rachmana Kavecho. Since the Torah told us to eat Mor on the Seder night, we're eating at Shulchan Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shulchan. So he determines what the menu is. So if this is part of the menu, by definition, it's an Iker part of the Suda. It's an Iker part of the Suda. So if it's an Iker part of the Suda, then it's Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda Toch Hasuda. These are the different shitas that we presented. But we said within the Rashbam, it seems like he's standing alone. Rashbam is saying that the Bar Pi Adam of the Karpas will part of the Mar, and that's why it doesn't need a bracha. He says there is no Hefzik, Hagod is not a Hefzik, we talked about that at great length. So Rashbam says that the bracha Rishon of Karpas is going to part of the bracha Rishon for the Mar. The impression you get from the Rashbam, it's not that you need the karpas to pater the bracha rishon of the mar. It's that it's a convenience. The reality is the karpas is coming for heker latinobas. But once you have it, you make a bar piyadam on the karpas, so that can pater the mar. It's not that you need the karpas to pater the mar, that we're engineering it, so that we'll make a bar piyadam on the karpas and that'll pater the mar. But once you have it anyway, as a heker latinobas, so that bracha rishon will be able to pater the mar. According to the Rashbam, let's say you don't eat karpas. Oh, you missed that simon. So according to the Rashbam, it's no problem, just make a bar piyadam on the mar. Okay, you missed the hekel latinokos, maybe you'll have other things. You know, you'll be okay the shulchan, maybe you'll dance around the table a little bit, and the child will ask, Abba, don't you always hate to dance? Well, what are you doing? Whatever shini you'll do, the chiluk klayos megozim like the rabbi, there are other shinim that you can have. I know. The Haggadah says that you have to have karpas. But let's say you don't have karpas. The point is, Rashbam, no problem. Make a bar piyadam on the mar, and everything will be fine. Comes Tosfos, and he quotes a shita that argues with the Rashbam. You see that the Rashbam is really the lead-in to the next shita of Tosfos. This sheet of Tosfos agrees with the Rashbam that the Bar Pi Adam of Karpas Patas Namar, but he goes one step further than the Rashbam. He says that we need the Karpas to Patas Namar, because if not, we'll have a problem. Let's see Tosfos inside. This is the Chelek that we never read. The Harav Rav Yosef Tovel Akosa Besidra Lama Shar Yeragos Boy and Chila Liftach Chazeres Mibracha Ruila. Rav Yosef Tovel him in his Siddur, in his Yotzros. We've quoted him before, remember? Tosas quoted Rav Yosef Tovel him on Kuf Yidal and Amar Aleph. Udloka Rav Yosef Tovel him, Udloka Harav Rav Yosef Shosa Besidra Vyitbal Bacharosis. Rav Yosef Tovel him held that the Karpas should be dipped in the Charosis. We have three Shitas. Either yes or no or maybe. Right? Yes, no, or it's up to you. Chams Tosas here and says that Rav Yosef Tovelim has something else in his Yotzros. We can be medayik from a Siddur. He has in his Siddur that the Shar Yerokos, the Karpas, comes. You know what it comes for? To pata chazeres mibrocha l'ulah. To pata the chazeres from the bar piyadam, from bracha mishon. That's what it's coming for. So says Tosis, I don't understand what he's talking about. The lesson. He says, first of all, the Hamishuma Kereboy. I don't understand what he means that it's coming to Pata the Mora from the Brach Mishon. We know that it's coming as a Herculitinopus. But moreover, the Loshayach Kan Chavilo Sela Betremili. What's Tosis talking about? He throws in a concept that we haven't had mentioned yet. Tosis is saying, what's the problem? Rabbi Yosef Tovelim says you need the Bar Piyadam of the Karpas to Pata the Mara. But why? Why is it necessary? Even if you don't have Karpas, you make a Bracha Rishon Mara. What could be the problem? So that's what he's alluding to. The Rabbi Yosef Tovelim has a reason why he doesn't want to say Bar Piyadam on the Mara. What's that reason? Because he holds that Ein Osim Mitzvah Schavilos Schavilos applies to this case. So we'll have to understand what that means. But there's a reason Rabbi Yosef Tovelim felt that you should have the Bar Piyadama, have the Karpas to make a Bar Piyadama there to Pata the Mara, because we don't want to make a Bar Piyadama the Mara. So to that Tosa says, it's not Chavilos Chavilos, Lo Shaya Kam Chavilos, Ela Betray Mimi. Eino Semitis Chavilos Chavilos means you're going to do two different things with one Cheftza. We'll have to explain, there's a lot to talk about over here. Tosa said, Rav Yosef Tovelim Svar is really Shver. Why does he apply Enos Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos over here? It's not Trey Mili. So we don't really understand what he means. What does Enos Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos by Trey Mili mean? Is this Trey Mili? Is it not Trey Mili? We're going to have to figure it out. Va'od Rav Chista Mavarach Shtei and Achazeres. What's more, we know Rav Chista holds that if you do Karpas and Mora both on Chasa, what do? You make two brachas on the karpas. You make a bar piyadam on the karpas, but you also make a bracha l'achilas mara on the karpas as well. Because l'acha shemila kreisa amena chosim l'varech alei, how can you make a bracha l'achilas mara on the chasa if you ate it for karpas as well? So v'chis d'shita. So frek tosfos, how can Rav Yosef Tovelim say that there's a problem with enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? If you'll recite the bracha rishon and the berachas mitzvah on the morah, Rav Chista says you do just that on the karpas. It's two brachas on the karpas. Maishna Rav Chista from Lagudim. So if it's not chavilas chavilas according to Rav Chista, so it shouldn't be chavilas chavilas. If we say the bracha rishon and the bracha lachilas morah on the tibul sheni. Finally, Tosas says, "Vod demashma lepata lepas." The Rav Yosef Tovelim seems to be saying that you need the bar piyadama on the mara. Why doesn't the hamotzi just pater? It sounds like he holds that the pas is not going to pater. So that kasha Tosas is not so enamored with. He says it's easy to answer that kasha. He says, "Shema ina machshiva paperas pas kemen sheno ochel mimenu alakazayis." That's the point we mentioned yesterday. The Rav Yosef Tovelim might assume that the mora is not a preparas apah, it's not preparas, it's not mamshach chayves achila, because you're only eating a little bit, you're only eating a kezayis. So we rejected it based on what Tosa said earlier. Maybe it's not preparas apah, because who claims that something that's mamshach chayves achila is called preparas apah anyway? The mora is not malafes bas apah, you're not eating it together with the bread. It's not an ikar part of the sugah, it's only a tzarech ha-sugah, so maybe it's not called preparas apah anyway. So that kash is not so much a kash. Why the hamotzi is not going to pater? Obviously, maybe mara is not viewed as dharma by nachmas hasif tahasi. But Tosfos has three kashas. He quotes the Rav Yosef Tovelim, who says that you dafka need to make a bar piyadam on the karpas to pater the bar piyadam of the mara. Why does he say you need the karpas? Because if you make a bar pi adam and the mar, it's going to be a problem of einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That's Rabbi Yosef Tovelo's story. So comes Tosfos and asks three kashas. He says, first of all, karpas is not coming to part of the mar. That's not the goal of the karpas. Maybe it's a side benefit, but that's not the ikar. The Rashbam says, okay, if you're making the bar pi adam and the karpas anyway, so it'll part of the mar. But that's not the reason for the karpas. If you don't have karpas, you can make a bar pi adam and the mar. What's the problem? It's coming for heker. What's more, why does Rav Yosef Tovelim assume that you can't make a bar pi adam and an alach ilas mar on the mar? Because it'll be an also mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. It's not trei mili. Tosfos says it's not trei mili. If it's not trei mili, the problem of chavilos chavilos shouldn't apply. What's more, he says Rav Chista makes two brachas on the karpas. If you only have chasa, Rav Chista holds, you make two brachas on the karpas. Ad should be chavilos chavilos. Ella, what do you see? It's not chavilos chavilos. If it's not chavilos chavilos, making two brachas on the karpas, it shouldn't be chavilos chavilos, making two brachas on the karpas. This is the back and forth in Tosfos. So we have to work on these kashas. We have to understand why the Rav Yosef Tovelim didn't think that these kashas were shvet. So first of all, Tosfos says, karpas is coming for heker. How can Rav Yosef Tovelim assume that the purpose of the karpas is to pat the mar from the bar pi adam? Isn't karpas coming for heker? So lechora, the simple answer is that the Rav Yosef Tovelim assumes, of course, karpas is coming for heker. That's the ikar. Karpas is coming for the heker. But it's good to be mechaven with the bar pi adam of the karpas to pat the mar as well. Because if you're not going to be mechaveh with the bar pi adam of the karpas, then you'll have to make a bar pi adama on a different yerek, not the mara. That's the Yosef Tovelim sheet. Because of the problem of einos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, if the bar pi adam of the karpas is not going to pata, then you'll have to make a bracha rishona on a different yerek. Take the celery or take something else before you eat the mara. Because you can't have two brachas on one chavtza. You won't be able to say the bracha rishona and the Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mar. That's what he's assuming. And he doesn't want to do that. He thinks that that's a problem. To make a Bar Pi Adam on a different vegetable and then to make an Alach Ilas Mar on the Mar, Rav Yosef Tovelim says that's not so good. Why is it not so good? I'll tell you why. Because you don't really want to eat the other vegetable. You're just eating the other vegetable to make a Bracha Rishon on it. So does that other vegetable really deserve a Bracha Rishon? If you're not really interested in being Nenef from that Bracha, if you're not interested in being netted from that vegetable, so how can you make a bracha rishon on that vegetable? It's not really, it's like serving a different purpose. It's not v'hanah, so who says it gets a bracha bichlam? So after Rav Yosef Tovelim, don't do that. Make sure that you have in mind with the bar pi adam of the karpas, the part of the mar, because if you don't, then you'll have to make a bracha rishon and a birchas mitzvah on the mar. You can't make a bracha rishon on a different yerek because it's a shaila whether he even gets a bracha rishon. Because you're not interested in eating a piece of celery at the seder. You're not interested in having a banana at the seder. You make motzi matzah and then you have a banana. That's a heck of a tinobas if I've ever heard of one. What are you doing? You're not interested in having the banana. So who says it gets a bracha rishon b'chol? So after Rav Yosef Tovelim, make sure to have in mind with the bar pi adam of the karpas, the path of the mara, so that you won't have to make two brachas on the mara, because if you do, it'll be chavilos chavilos. So the first kasha does not such a kasha. And of course karpas is coming for heker. But there's an extra element that you should have in mind with the bar pi adam of the karpas, the path of the mara as well, so that you won't have chavilos chavilos. Before we try to understand why this should be chavilas chavilas or not, I just want to quote an interesting idea that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has in his Sefer Mekorei Kodesh. He quotes a Mechacham Echa that based on the Rav Yosef Tovelim Shita, maybe we could explain the Rambam by Karpas. Which Rambam by Karpas? So I noticed I didn't give you the Rambam again. I mean, we've had this Rambam many times, but I feel bad for the new Talmidim. The Rambam has a famous Shita where he says that for Karpas you have to have a Kizayis. We talked last time that the Shulchan Aruch paskens we should not have a kizayis to kavos. Why? Because there's a suffix, but you should make a bracha achrona after the kavos. According to the Rashbam, that Haggadah is not a hefsek, so then you shouldn't make a bracha achrona after the kavos. The Torah said, Eino Tzarech, the Beis Yosef said, no, you shouldn't. Why shouldn't you? Because if you make a bracha achrona, you'll be going a bracha shena tzvicha, then you'll have to make another bracha rishon on the mar. So according to the Rashbam, you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. According to the Reed, you should make a bracha achrona if you have a kezayis, because Haggadah is a hefsek. So comes the Shulchan Aruch says, better to eat less than a kezayis, that you're not going to enter into the Salve bracha achrona. So then, you won't have to make a bracha rishon on the mara either way you slice it. You have the hamotzi and you have the barfi adam of the karpa, so either way it'll be karpa. The Rambam argues, the Rambam says you're supposed to have a kezayis. So why did the Rambam hold like that? Why did the Rambam say that for karpas you should not keep a kezayis? So we suggest that maybe the Rambam holds that even though the karpas is coming be'ikah for heker, but the Rambam says that chazal v'koveya a mitzvah sachila in the karpas. Remember? Chazal v'koveya a mitzvah sachila in the karpas. And that's why the Rambam says you have to dip it into charosas, because every mitzvah sachila of the Seder night the Rambam holds you have to dip into charosas. He holds charosas mitzvah, the paskins in the yad, the charosas a mitzvah. So all the mitzvah achila, not just mora, matzah, karpas, all the mitzvah achila, if you look in the Rambam, he says you dip them into charosas. So we said, but Shuto, maybe you could explain the Rambam, but the reason why he says you have to have a kezayis of karpas is because he holds it's like a separate takana. The ikar takana of karpas is a heckle of knokos. But Chazal then went further and said that maybe it's really a mitzachila, so because of mitzachila, you need a kezayis. Rav Tzipa Safrank in the Mekorei Kodesh quotes a Chacham Echad who wants to suggest something different. He wants to suggest that maybe the Rambam took the Rav Yosef Tovelim Shita. The Rambam felt that you can't make a bar piyadama on the Mara because it will be a problem of chavilas. So the Rambam felt that you had to have a kezayis of the karpas in order to be able to make a bracha rishona on the karpas. And then you'll make the bracha rishona on the karpas and that'll part of the Mara. What am I referring to? Why do you have to have a kezayis to make a bracha rishona? We always assume and to make a bracha rishona, you just have to have a kol shinui. Why would the Rambam say that you have to have a kezayis dafta? To make a bar piyadam on the karpas, you need a kezayis. And you have to make a bar piyadam on the karpas to pata the mara, according to the Rambam. So that's why it's necessary to have a kezayis on karpas. Why? What is the Rambam on? So it's based on a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas talks about what's the halacha of te'ima for a tainus and te'ima for a bracha. Gemara Daf Yudalit at the beginning of the second parak in Brachas. He asked the kasha. Boy mene Ashian tana de bei Reb Ami me Reb Ami. Ashian asked Reb Ami. Hashori betaynis mal shiita. Achilu shtiya kabel alei v'halaka. Odilma hano kabel alei v'halika. A taynis, a person is fasting. So is he allowed to taste food? Let's say he's preparing a meal for after the taynis. He's preparing a meal for breakfast. Breakfast at night. Right? So, is he allowed to taste? He's not going to eat. He's going to taste. Is he allowed to taste? Was he only makabal achilu shtia? Or was he makabal hana? Tasting can give hana, but it's not achilu shtia. It's not eating and drinking. Amalek toim ve'em makakulim. If Ami answered him, he can be toim. It's not a problem. When it comes to a tainus, it's fine. Tanya nami ochil, the Braisa says, mat emes eina tuuna brochol yashar betainus toim ve'em makakulim. Matem is someone who tastes food. Someone's preparing a cholent. Erev Shabbos wants to taste it. Make sure that the chaverim are going to like it Friday night. Friday night cholent is tzachiv d'arais. I do rabbanim. Minute. Okay, whatever. Right? So he wants to make sure that the cholent tastes good. So he's going to taste it. Does he have to make a bracha on that tasting? So comes the Gemara and says, no. Atoim matem is enatun a bracha. V'yashar b'tayin is toim ve'im b'kav klon. So the Gemara seems to put bracha together with tainis. Matemes doesn't require a bracha. Matemis is mutter on a tainus. So then the Gemara asks, at Kama, Reb Asi, Tami, at Shir Reviyosa. They used to taste until a Reviyas. Apparently, Te'ima is mutter in a tainus, but only until Reviyas. After Reviyas, then you can't do it. It sounds like Te'ima is mutter until Reviyas. For bracha, but after reviyas you'd have to make a bracha. Unclear. At least for tainus, if you have a reviyas, that would be a problem. To be toying reviyas and tainus would be a problem. What does toying mean? What are you doing? You're tasting it. What are you doing after the taste? So comes Tosfos and quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel. Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel shechozer upolet the lochoshev hanoa minatayima avol bolea lo afilu b'shar tainus. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that we're not talking about belia. If you're tasting something and you're swallowing it, that's not called tasting. You can fool yourself, but that's not tasting. That's called eating, because you swallow. Toim ve'imakach klom. Matemes enatuna bracha. That means toim upolet. You're tasting it and spitting it out. U'mishamachi apolet enotzarech bracha she'enu nenen. Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, or Tosfos, based on Rabbeinu Chananel. The reason why matemes enatuna bracha is because Matemis means toim upolet, and if you're toim upolet, there's no hanah. Right? You're not being nene enough to require a brachas. That's why it doesn't need a bracha rishon. So this is the Gemara in brachas with kosos. Matemis in the tuna bracha means toim b'chozer upolet. Doesn't have enough hanah, so therefore you're not going to make a bracha. And for the same reason, Asher B'tan is toim b'en makach plum, he's toim upolet. Until a sheer reveals, after sheer reveals somehow there's too much hanah for the tainus, that's going to be awesome. This is how Tosfos understands. The Rambam seems to understand a little differently. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, right at the beginning, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, the end of Halacha Beis, Matemis ain't a tzricha bracha lalofanah v'lo la'acharah ad reviyas. The Rambam says Matemis does not require bracha, not before, not after, until reviyas. So the Rambam uses reviyas for bracha as well. How does the Rambam learn what toim really means? Is it toim b'chol z'polim? Is it like Rabbi Nachanan or not? So the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam mentions bolea l'gabe tainis, but not l'gabe bracha. Because if Mishnah says Gabe Tainis Kosov Peragrishon Meilchas Tainis Veushal Oivlei LaToim Upolit, the Rambam is careful to say that Shorev Tainis Toim VeEmekachlo means that you're Toim but you're Chozer Upolit. Ule Gabe Brocha, he says Kan saw some Devara, but here the Rambam doesn't say Toim VeChozer Upolit. Nirashafilu bolea nami in etzricha bracha. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. It's not mafurish in the Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Brachos understands that the Rambam holds that by tainis you have to be toim v'chozer upolet in order for it to be mutter. Right? It sounds like if you'd be bolea, even less than a revius would be a problem by a tainis. If you're not bolea, if you're chozer upolet, then until a revius is not a problem, but more than a revius would be a problem. But by bracha, the Rambam doesn't say anything about chozer upolet. So says the Kesef Mishnah, it sounds for the Rambam, she'afilu bolea nami ein etzricha bracha. Wow. The Rambam is mashma that when it comes to matemes, the bracha, even if you're bolea, right, you're tasting, but it's not just tasting and spitting out, you swallow it. The Rambam still holds that you don't require a bracha until revius. By liquids. And for solids, Mestama the Rambam would say until a kazayas. Until you're bolea a kazayas, until you're bolea revias, the Rambam holds, this is the Kesef Mishnah's diyuk from the Rambam, the difference between Hilchos Tainis and Hilchos Brachos, that the Rambam holds that until revias, until kazayas, even if you swallow the item, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha. Why? Why should he say that? Don't we hold that you make a bracha on a kosher? So says the Kesef Mishnah, "Ve'ef shalos yismach la'dover." The time of Mishnah Nosiv v'yachaltu v'erachta. The pasuk says v'yachaltu v'savato u'v'erachta, talking about bracha achrona. So we can extrapolate from bracha achrona from Birchas Hamazon to bracha Rishon as well. V'yachaltu u'v'erachta. V'yachaltu u'v'erachta. She'ehelo kavona sachila. mashma. V'yachalta sounds like you need kavanas achila. I'm not sure where he gets that from the words. V'yachalta. I guess he's saying it sounds like there's no chiyuv bracha for te'ima. It's got to be achila. Is te'ima achila? So one could say, if you're boleya, by definition it's called achila because you're swallowing. Because the Mishnah understood that the Rambam holds that bli is not always achila. If you have kavanas te'ima, you're only tasting it. You're not interested in eating it. You're just tasting it to see what it's like. The Rambam says there's no kavanas achila. That's not v'achalta. If you don't have kavanas achila, it's not v'achalta, so there's no chiyuv bracha. Until Revius, until Kazayas. If you eat, if you swallow that much, objectively, that's not called a te'im anymore. So it's not a te'im anymore, of course it requires a bracha. This is what the Rambam calls. The Rambam is a new shita. And as opposed to Tosus, who says, Mat emes ein matuna bracha means your chozer upolik, Tosus would say that if you're bolea, even if you eat a mashu, that's called an achila. Of course it requires a bracha. The Rambam says, no. Until Revius, until Kazayas, even if you're bolea, as long as your kavana is a kavana steima, that's not v'achalta, that's not called an achila, and it doesn't require a bracha. Let's put the Rambams together. The Rambam says that if you're swallowing something, not for the purpose of eating, you have some other motive in mind, some ulterior motive in mind, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha mishomer. That's not called achila. So te'im is one example of having something else in mind. You're swallowing it. It looks like achila. It smells like achila. But in your mind, it's not achila. You're not thinking achila. You're thinking te'im. What's the case of karpas? You're eating something. You're swallowing something. You're swallowing a vegetable. But you're swallowing it as a heck of a tinokos. The whole goal of the swallowing is not for eating. You're not interested in eating now. You'd love to eat now. You're hungry. I know. Right? That's the biggest challenge of the Seder. It's to focus on the Magid, even if it takes long, despite the fact that people are hungry. You're hungry, so you'd love to have more than a kazayas. I know. This is the Shulchan Aruch that everyone knows. You've got to have less than a kazayas of karpas. Come on, can't you cut the pieces a little bit bigger? It's still less than a kazayas. Come on. Right? Everyone's hungry. But what are you really swallowing that for? You're not swallowing it to eat. You're swallowing it as a hekeli tenogos, to make a shinoi. That's the point. According to the Rambam, if you're swallowing it only for the shinoi, it's not a kavana sachila. If it's not a kavana sachila, it doesn't require a bracha rishon. So if the Rambam holds that you must say a bracha rishon in the karpas, why? Because you can't make a bracha rishon in the mar. The bracha rishon of the karpas has to come to part of the marah. So then the Rambam feels that you have to have a kazayas of the karpas. Because less than a kazayas, it's just like te'ima. You're eating it for an ulterior motive, you're not eating it for the achila. So if you're not eating it for the achila, you're not going to make a bar piyadam on the karpas. If you don't make a bar piyadam on the karpas, you don't have the bracha rishon at the part of the marah. You're going to be up a creek without a paddle. What, you're going to make a bar piyadam on a different vegetable and then eat the marah? Rambam holds that's not appropriate because you're not really interested in eating the other vegetables. So why should you make a bracha? Why should you make a bracha on it bichlal? So perhaps that's why the Rambam says that you need to eat a kazayas to the karpas. Not because he holds in this brisk of art that Chazal made it into a mitzvah sachila. No, it's not a mitzvah sachila. But the problem is, according to the Rambam, if you eat less than a kazayas, you're not going to make a bracha rishon on the karpas. And if you don't make a bracha rishon on the karpas, then you won't have your bracha rishon for the mara. And the Rambam follows the Rav Yosef Tovelam Shita, that the bar piyadam of the karpas is necessary to part of the mara. It's not just convenient, it's necessary. Because you can't make a bracha rishon on the mara. It's chavilos chavilos. So maybe that's why the Rambam holds that you bedavka should have a kazayas of karpas. And this is what the Chacham Echad wants to suggest. Interesting, lumpish idea. But let's get back to Tosfos. Rav Yosef Tovelam says that the bar piyadam of karpas is necessary to part of the mar because you can't make a bracha rishon of the mar, it's going to be chavilas chavilas. What does he mean? What's he talking about? So this is a gemara that's earlier in the parak. I know some of you have learned this gemara, not just in the parak Bashir, but some have done the first part of the parak. There's a lot there. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara in Chuk Beis Amud Aleph Tana Rabbanan Bnei Chabura Shoyim Mesubim Bekidush Aleim Ayom Mevi'in Lo Kosh Al Yain Va'omer Lo Kedusha Sayom Hashem Yomer Lo Berachas Hamazon. They're very Rav Yehuda. What's it talking about? Let's say Erev Shabbos they're having a Suda. Why should you have a Suda? I thought some of the Minchah you're not supposed to have a Suda by Erev Shabbos. So we're talking about that he started Beheter. Well, let's say it's Purim, very common case. If Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, so then they have the Suda. Sometimes they'll have the Suda going into the other Suda, going into Suda Shabbos. There's a Heter if it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, and that's the time that it's supposed to be eaten. Maybe there's a Heter. So what do? Now that you're having the Suda and it's coming into Shabbos, so what do? You got a bench, but you also have to make Kiddush. So do you stop the meal in the middle and make Kiddush, or do you bench first and make Kiddush after that? Well, what exactly do you do? Rabbi Yehuda says that you make Kiddush first, and you make Berachas HaMazon later. Make Kiddush on one coast, make Berachas HaMazon on another coast. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ochel V'Holechad Shetach Shach. Rabbi Yossi holds that, no, you don't have to make Kiddush first. Despite that Kiddush Hayom, so to speak, despite the fact that Shabbos began, it's Tzeisak Olchavim, for Kiddush Hayom, it's Tzeisak Olchavim, but you don't have to make Kiddush, you can finish the meal. Gomro, when you finish the meal, Kosrisham Mavarach Lebrechas HaMazon, Yashen Yomer Lebrechas HaYom. The first coast you make a Brechas HaMazon, and the second coast you make a Kiddush. So, Fred the Gemara, Amai, V'Namrinu L'Tar Vayach HaBrechas HaMazon, why do you have to split it, make one coast for Brechas HaMazon, one coast for Kiddush? Amar Avun, Amar Avshay, Shesein Omrim, Shnei Kedushas, Alkos Echol. Avun Azog, Mr. Vashem Avshay, Shes, you don't say two Kedushas, Alkos Echol. My timer. We can't say the Brichas HaMazon and the Kiddush on the same coast because ain't osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't do mitzvahs in bundles. Why not? What's the problem? Do it together. Why not? Says the Rashbam, chavilas chavilas demechzi aleikenasa. To do multiple mitzvahs, to recite multiple brachas, to fulfill multiple mitzvahs on one coast, it's mechzi aleikenasa. Why do you need to do both mitzvahs with one coast? Why don't you have a special coast for each mitzvah? It looks like a masa. Looks like it's a burden. Ain't also mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That's why you can't say Brechas HaMazon and Kiddush on the same coast. Rav Yosef Tovelim seems to be saying that similarly, it's not exactly the same, but similarly he extrapolates that if you can't recite Brechas HaMazon and Kiddush on one coast, you shouldn't be able to recite a Berachas HaNenin and a Berachas HaMitzvah on the same Chavetz Yidin. That's his extrapolation from the Gemara on Kuf Beis. It's not exactly the same. Right there, you're fulfilling two mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Koshal Bracha of Berachas HaMazon, a mitzvah of Koshal Bracha of Kiddush with one Chavetz. Here, there's a mitzvah of Mara, but you're doing two things with a mitzvah of Mara. You're reciting two different brachas with a mitzvah of Mara. There's a Berachas HaNenin, there's a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's after Rav Yosef Tovel, and that's also a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. To which Tosfos responds, it's not Chavilas Chavilas. Why? Because it's not Trein Mili. Why is it not Trein Mili? What does he mean that it's not Trein Mili? The Marsha points out that Kiddush and Berachas HaMazon is Trein Mili, two different mitzvahs. You're doing two different mitzvahs. So if you're reciting two brachas on the same coast, it's not the two brachas on the same coast. That's not the ikar. It's that each bracha is going on a different mitzvah. You're really doing two mitzvahs on the coast. The coast is a kosher bracha, but you're fulfilling two mitzvahs with this coast. A mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon, a mitzvah of Kiddush. These are two different mitzvahs. That's the problem. You're doing two mitzvahs with one chavetz, says the Marsha. Marshas's Tosus is mechalik between the Gemara Kuf Beis and our Gemara. Gemara Kuf Beis is talking about two mitzvahs, Berachas HaMazon and Kiddush. That's a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. But reciting a Berachas HaNenin and a Berachas HaMitzvah on the Mar is one mitzvah. I have to recite a Berachas HaNenin because I have to eat the Mar. It's not a different mitzvah. It's two brachas, but so what that it's two brachas? It's one mitzvah. So if it's one mitzvah, the problem of chavir l'schavila shouldn't apply. That's l'chora, Tosus's response, as the Marsha has explained. This idea as to whether the problem of einos mitzvah chavilas chavilas applies if you recite a brachas amen and a brachas amitzvah on chavtza, this appears in Tosus and brachas on the Lamed Tes and the Beis as well. Also related to the Seder, another context where we see brachas amen and brachas amitzvah coming together. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara is talking about how we do motzi matzah. We know we make a bracha of hamotzi, make a brachas anenen, and we make a bracha of achilas matzah, make a brachas anenen and a brachas amitzvah. Now there are multiple matzahs over there. There are shleimos, there's a prusa. We said according to the Rambam, there's just one shleima and one prusa. The minhag is to have two shleimos. We talked about this a little bit. So what are you making the bracha? What's the bracha? What's the brachas hamotzi and what's the bracha l'achilas matzah? So the Gemara quotes Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, hakol molde bepesach sheminiyat prusa besoch shleimu ubotzeh. By time alechem onikzeh. Rav Papa says that on Pesach you put the prusa besoch hashleimu. What's his big chiddush? His chiddush is earlier in the Gemara is a discussion. What's kodim, right? The din kedim, let's say I have a shalim, I have a full challah, but it's a small challah, it's a challah roll. And I have a big chasana challah, right? Bar mitzvah challah. You know those big challahs, right? Bar mitzvah bar has to cut the challah, it's like, he has to stand up to cut the challah. Big challah, right? And a little bit was cut off, it's much bigger than that little challah roll. But the challah roll is shalim. So which wins out? If you have to make hamotzi, do you make hamotzi on the shalim, even though it's small? Or do you make hamotzi on the prusa, because it's larger? That's a discussion in the Gemara earlier. Zokter Papa, when it comes to Pesach, we put the prusa, besocha shleima ubotzei. We put the prusa in, meaning, normally we make the brach on the shalim, even if it's small, make the brach on the shalim. But on Pesach, we don't. Or do we? We put the prusa together with the shleima. Put the prusa together with the shleima. What does that mean? Obviously, we want the prusa to be there, as he says, because of lechamoni. Lechamoni is a din. We want the prusa to be there at the time of the betzias apas. But what are we doing? Are we making the bracha on the prusa, or are we playing games over here? Right? Are we making it seem like we're making the bracha on the prusa, or are we really making the bracha on the prusa? So that's what Tosfos talks about. There are three shittas in the Rishon. And we're going to talk about this in Mitzvah Shem. It's a sugi actually on Kuf Tezayin. We'll get back to it. But let's look at these shittas for our purposes, for the Chavilas Chavilas issue. What does Tosfos say? The first shittah he quotes, Sakol Modu Pesach Shemini HaPrusa V'Sal HaShleim U'Botzei Amaychem Alechem Oni Ksiv. V'Shem D'Chziv Lechem Oni Meniach HaPrusa Tachas HaShleim V'Nira K'Botzei Al HaPrusa. Notice, according to the first name Tosfos, it's nearer that you're botzei on the prusa. The hamotzi is going on the shleima, it's not going on the prusa. But you put the prusa into the shleima to make it appear that the hamotzi is going on the prusa. It's a perception issue. You botzei from the hamotzi on the shleima. According to the first day. You put the prusa in with the shleima, you make a hamotzi, you're really mevarach on the shleima, but you want the prusa to be there, because lechamoni is such an important principle in the Seder. So you put the prusa there, to make it seem as though you're making hamotzi on the prusa, but you're really making hamotzi on the shleima. And you're both safe on the shleima. Yela prusa yevarech al achilas matzah. You make the bracha al achilas matzah on the prusa, v'korachim v'ochim mishteim yachad, kedei she'nire kebotzei al prusa v'chein amin. So we're putting the prusa there, and we're eating them together so that it looks like the hamotzi and the alachilas matzah was on the prusa. But what did you really do? The hamotzi was recited on the shleima, and the bracha alachilas matzah is recited on the prusa. That's the minute. He adds Tosfos, avol ein lasos hamotzi v'gam alachilas matzah min haprusa. We're only putting the Prusin together with the Shleima to make it appear that the Hamotzi is being recited on the Prusin. But you're not really doing that. Don't think that that's what you're doing. Because that would be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. To make the Birchas Hanenin and the Birchas HaMitzvah on the same Chavtza on the Prusin, that would be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. Rabbi Yosef Tovel? Same idea. Right? It would be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas to make the Birchas Hanenin and the Birchas HaMitzvah on the same Chavtza. So that's the first sheet. First sheet that says you make the hamotzi on the shleima and the bracha l'chilas matzah on the prusa. V'nira li says Tosfos the ha'havi bracha shel nenin ve'enam mekram chavilas chavilos the ha'at ve'enam mekram chavilas chavilos. Says Tosfos, I don't really think it'll be chavilas chavilos even if you made both brachas on the prusa. This is the bracha sanenin. What's the problem with Chavilas Chavilas to make a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaNenen on the same Chavetz? I don't see the big deal. And he quotes Rabbi Menachem Ivina, Hayarogil Lassos Akola La Prusa, Veina Shlema Bo, Giyim Mishul Echem Mishnah. Rabbi Menachem Ivina, Vienna, would Taka make both brachas on the Prusa? Aye, what's the Shlema there for Bechla? The answer is you need Lechem Mishnah. So the Shlema is the second, the Shlema is the Lechem Mishnah. One shleima, two shleimas, whatever you're going to do, but you need at least two. So either you hold the shleima and the prusa or lecha mishnah, and you don't have a lecha mishnah shleimas, right? You don't have full lecha mishnah on the Seder night. Well, you have three matzahs. But either way, Rabbi Menachem holds that both brachas, the bracha of hamotzi, the bracha of achilas matzah, they're both on the prusa. The shleima is only there for lecha mishnah. Ay, chavilas, chavilas. So it says Tosis, Rabbi Menachem obviously holds it's not Chavilas Chavilas, because all you're doing is making the Birchas HaNenin with the Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's not Chavilas Chavilas. Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon would be Chavilas Chavilas, but not Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not Chavilas Chavilas. And then he quotes a third Shita. Third Shita, the Re, used to make both brachas on both. He says, and that's not Chavilas Chavilas, because you're making both brachas on two items. Chavilas Chavilas is only if I do two on one. Two brachas on one chavatzim. If I'm doing two brachas on two chavatzim, it's not chavilas chavilas because I'm using two chavatzim. So that's what the Re did. The Re used to make both brachas on the shleima and the prusa tzaman together, and then he'd be botzeh from both of them. Tosfos says he was botzeh in different ways. Okay, we don't have to get to the detail. We'll get to those details in Mitzvah Shem, how the betziyas hapas is supposed to be done. But these are the three shitas that either the Birchas HaMotzi is on the Shleima, the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah is on the Prusa. Or both brachas are on the Prusa. Or both brachas are on both. So therefore there's no Chavilas Chavilas. But in the midst of this Tosis, we have a whole give and take again about the same issue. Is there a problem of Chavilas Chavilas if you make a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah on the same fence? The first day in Tosis wants to suggest at some point in time that maybe it should be Chavilas Chavilas. Then he quotes the Rabbeinu Menachem Ivina, who clearly holds it's not Chavilas Chavilas, because he made both brachas on the Prusa. Why is it not Chavilas Chavilas? And Tosis says, I'll tell you why. Because all you're doing is making a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Chavtza. And that's not Chavilas Chavilas, because you're not doing two mitzvahs on the same Chavtza. Tosfos quotes a raya to this sheet, that it's not Chavilas Chavilas. How do I know that reciting a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah on one Chavetz is not called Chavilas Chavilas? Tosfos says we do it all the time, at least once a week. Where? Which mitzvah? Kiddush. But Kiddush, think about it, you're reciting a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah on one Chavetz. V'nirali d'ho havi brocha shal nenin v'enem nekram Chavilas Chavilas. The Ha'akiddush Mevarchim Kiddush Birchas Hayayim. Says Tosfos, I have the Raya Machrachas that reciting a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah on one Chavetz is not Chavilas Chavilas. Kiddush Kol Lashon HaKuvan. Kiddush a whole year, we recite a Birchas HaNenin, a Bar Pir Gofen, and a Birchas HaMitzvah, Mekadosh HaShabbos, on the same Chavetz. So if there will be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas, how can we do that? Obviously, Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah on one Chavetz is not Chavilas Chavilas. Only if you have different brachas to different mitzvahs on the same Chavetz, That's going to be chavilus chavilus. So the pella is, how can the Rabbi Yosef Tovelim claim that you need to have the marka of the karpas the pat of the mara? Because if not, you'll have to make a bracha rishona and a bracha semitz on the mara, and that will be chavilus chavilus. Tosas and brachas proves conclusively that that's not chavilus chavilus. Because in Kiddush, you make a Birchas Hanen and a Birchas HaMitzvah, and no one says boo. No one asks this kasha. No one assumes that that's Chavilas Chavilas. You know, there's another context where we say, we even do two mitzvahs on one coast. Does anyone know? It's really the Hemshech of the Gemara of Kerbez. There is a case where we, yeah? Havdalah and Kiddush sometimes are on the same cup. How can we do that? It's two mitzvahs, right? But it's not two mitzvahs. Right? Everyone realizes Havdalah and Kiddush are really the same thing. Mavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. Shabbos and Chol. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Tov and Chol. It's the Zel Bazach. It's the same thing. That's not Chavilas Chavilas. It's not Chavilas Chavilas. So Tosin Baruch Hu says, Birchas Hanen and Birchas HaMitzvah, that's not Chavilas Chavilas either. It's one mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. You need two brachas, because that's how you have to do this mitzvah. It's not like Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush is tremili. It's two different things. Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush have nothing to do with each other. Birchas HaMazon, you're saying because you ate Kiddush is Ma'apim and Kodesh L'chol. Nothing to do with each other. That's Chavilos Chavilos, but Birchas HaNenen and a Birchas HaMitzvah, okay, it's two brachas, but what's the problem? You see, by Kiddush that we make these two brachas, obviously that's not Chavilos Chavilos. What's the Rav Yosef Tovelim going to say? Why is Bar Pi Adam and a bracha l'achilas mara? Why would that be chavilas chavilas? The Netziv in his Agada has a very important yesod to answer this kash. The Imre Shefer, the Netziv's Agada, this was the Rav's favorite Agada, supposedly. That's what Rav Shefer said. The Rav was very fond of the Netziv's Agada. Not just because it has lamdish pieces. It's an interesting Haggadah. It has a lot of lamdish throughout, but his machshava is extra special, really something special. Oh, this is in packet. This is in packet four. The Netziv is bothered with this kasha from Kiddush. So he suggests the Teretz. He says, "V'lechor kosher l'shitas apaitan v'tosas hanal eich mevarchan al ayayin birchas ayayin v'kiddush v'chadam v'en choshim v'shem chavilas v'tzorech loma d'shayni yayin sh'om alav kol shiros v'sishbech v'zvot v'lokal." Zok ben etziv, kiddush is different. Don't bring me a raya. Tosas and brachas thought that kiddush is the best raya, that birchas hanen and birchas hamitzvah is not chavilas chavilas. It's not true. It's not a good raya. You pull the wool over your eyes. Kiddush is not a raya because the Bar Pi Hagafen is not really a Birchas HaNenen. That's really what the Netziv is answering. The Bar Pi Hagafen of Kiddush is not a Birchas HaNenen. The Yayin of Bar Pi Hagafen, the Bar Pi Hagafen of the Yayin of Kiddush is like a chelik of the Kiddush. Yayin is something that we say Shiros v'Sishbachos. The Nimtz of Birchas Bar Pi Hagafen Atzmo Eino Birchas HaNenen Levad Ela Birchas Hodoa Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Yayin Levarach Ala Kol Bevo Kedusha. The Hagafen of Kiddush is not a Birchas HaNenen Levad, he says. It can function as a Birchas HaNenen, meaning you're allowed to drink from the coast. If you make a Birchas HaNenen, it works as a Birchas HaNenen. But that's not the Iker of that bracha. The Iker of the bracha is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us the opportunity to say Kiddush Al Yayin. Not just to say Kiddush B'dvarim, but to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the fact that he's Magdum and Kodesh L'chol. We do that over Yayin. Yayin is a sense of Hashivas. We say Shira La Yayin. So we're saying Shira. This week is Shabbat Shira, right? We're saying Shira on Yayin. What a Hashivas to the Shira. The Bar Pi Hagafen is not a Birchas HaNenen, B'ikar. It can function as a Birchas HaNenen. It's matzah shtia, right? Hamavarach tzar shiyadim. You're supposed to drink from the coast, but no one would say, claims the Netziv, that the Bar Pi Hagafen is just a birchas hanenin. No, beikar, it's a birchas hashevach. It's a birchas hashevach. So it's really a chelik of the Kiddush. It's not like we're saying two brachas. We're doing two different things on this coast. We're doing one thing. It's the mitzvah of kiddush, but the mitzvah of kiddush is composed of two parts. There's a bar per gofen. I won't even call it a brichas hanenin. There's a bar per gofen, a brichas hashevach, and a bracha of kiddush. That's what the mitzvah of kiddush is composed of. It's not we're doing two things on one chefza. We're doing the mitzvah of kiddush, which is composed of two parts. It's not a brichas hanenin and a brichas hamitzvah. Zokter of Yosef Tovelem, there's no raya from kiddush against me. The bar pri adama of moror, if you don't have a bar pri adama of karpas, that's a brichas hanenin. What the bar pri adama is a brichas hashevach. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for lettuce. I mean, we do thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for lettuce, but that's not a shira. It's not a brichas hashevach in the same way. We don't say shira on a potato. It's not bakavod. We say a brichas hanenin that is a shevach, but it's not a shira. It's a different concept. So by Mora, we're talking about Birchas Hanenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. Maybe that taka is Chavilas Tavilas. Don't bring me a raya from Kiddush, because by Kiddush, the Bar Pe'agafen of Kiddush might not really be viewed as a Birchas Hanenin, Be'ikar. Even though it can function as such, it can enable you to drink from the coast, but Be'ikar it's a Birchas HaShevach, so therefore it's like a chelek of the Kiddush itself. It's a chelek of the Kiddush itself, so there's no problem with Chavilas Tavilas. Because you're not doing two different things here. You're doing one thing, it's just there are two brachas. Because the mitzvah that you're performing really has two parts to it. The Nitziv is just troubled. He says, if the bar pe'agafen of Kiddush is a birchas hashevach, he said, how can you make Kiddush on bread? This is the part I didn't give you in the bracket. We know you're mekadesh al hapas, you can be mekadesh al hapas. How can you be mekadesh al hapas? When you're mekadesh al hapas, if you don't have yayin, so you can make a hamotzi in Kiddush. Is Hamotzi a Berchas HaShevach? Bar Pe'agafen is a Berchas HaShevach. The Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch on wine. The Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash are brought from wine. That can be a carbon. Right? But Hamotzi? Is Hamotzi a Berchas HaShevach? Mestamana? So how do we do that? Shouldn't that be Chavilas Chavilas? If you tell me that any Berchas HaNenin and a Berchas HaMitzvah is Chavilas Chavilas, if you're Makari Shalapas, that should be Chavilas Chavilas. So then it works on it in the next paragraph. He says either maybe the Rav Yosef Tovelem goes like the Rabbi Natan, that ain't Mekachin al Hapas. Maybe Taki you can't. Because of Chavilas Chavilas. Maybe you can't. Or he suggests that since there's Lechem Mishnah, since you both say on Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah, so maybe the two brachas are chal on different lechem. Right? Hamotzi is going to be chal on one lechem, and the Kiddush is going to be chal on a different lechem, on the second lechem. So he suggests, according to that, it would come out that you have to be both say from both. You have to eat from both. Just like Tosus and Lamates is saying, if the brachas Hamotzi on the Hamotzi matzah is on one matzah, and the bracha Lechilas matzah is on a different matzah, so then of course, you have to be botzeah from both of them because you have to eat from the one that you made the bracha. He says it's not the minig. The minig is only to be botzeah from one. But he says, if you hold that making a birchas hanenin and a birchas hamitzvah on one chevtze is a problem of chavilas chavilas, so mistok, if you mekadesh al hapas, then you'd have to make the two brachas on the two different lechamim. You have lechem mishnah, so the hamotzi will have to be chal on one and the kiddush will have to be chal on the other. This is the answer that the Nitziv gives. It's a very famous answer to explain why Kiddush is not a raya, that Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah is not Chavilas Chavilas. B'chorah, there is another answer that you could give to this kasha of Kiddush al Hapas. This might help us for the other kasha of Tosfos as well. What's the other answer you could give? Why is Kiddush al Hapas not a kasha? Again, the Nitziv wants to suggest that making a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah on one chavtza might be Chavilas Chavilas, but Kiddush is no raya because there the Bar Pe'agafen of Kiddush is not a Birchas HaNenin really. It's really a Birchas HaShevach. Ay, but Kiddush al Pas, the Hamotzi is not a Birchas Hashanah. There you have a Birchas Hanen and a Birchas HaMitzvah. So shouldn't that be a problem with Chavilas Chavilas? What do you think the answer to that question could be? You are right that you only have to make Kiddush Bidvarim, but the reality is when you're making Kiddush Al Pas, you are reciting a Birchas Hanen and a Birchas HaMitzvah on one Chavtza, presumably. Why is that not Chavilas Chavilas? You started off, I thought you were going to say something different. You're almost there. Kiddush Alapas. Do we do that commonly? No. What am I driving at? Daniel. I'm sorry? Exactly. Nailed it. Part of the Gemara, quote, that I didn't give you, if you've learned something we've seen. Gemara says, Ein lo shayni. The problem of Ein lo mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is lechatchilo, we don't try to do a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. The Gemara called Jason and Beis, if he's still there, the Gemara asks the kasha that let's say a person comes into his home, Matzei Shabbos, and he wants to make Havdalah. He's going to make a bracha on the Eish, on the Besamim. And he also wants to eat. So what does he do? He wants to eat, but he has to make Havdalah. So can he say the Havdalah? Can he say the Havdalah with the Birchas? Can he use the same kos for Birchas Hamazon as for Havdalah? So the Gemara says, Menichol la'achar Hamazon, ve'imein lo ala kol secha, Menichol la'achar Hamazon, u'mashal shalom kulon la'acharav. Have all the brachas with the Birchas Hamazon. Make your Havdalah with the Birchas Hamazon on the same coast. So the Gemara asks, you just told me, ain't also Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. The Gemara answers, no, ain't no shining. If you don't have another coast, so then you can say Birchas Hamazon and Havdalah on one coast. It would appear from the Gemara that, let's say, the individual who was eating Erev Shabbos, he's having a Suda, now he wants to have one coast for Kiddush and the other for Birchas Hamazon. If Einlo, if he only has this one coast, then he'd be allowed to make Kiddush and to say Birchas Hamazon on the same coast. Because it's a bidyavad. What does that mean? The din of Einlo Samitzus Chavilos Chavilos is that you can't make it Mechzi Olav Kemasu, like the Rashbam says. It shouldn't look like a burden. So that means, L'chatchila, if I can use two coasts, why use one? That looks like a burden. But if it's a bidyavad, the guy doesn't have more than a coast, more than one coast, that's not Mechzi Olav Kemasu, it's only bidyavad. So it's only bidyavad that the problem of Chavilos Chavilos should fall away. So can Zayin the answer to the Netziv's kasha? A Kaddish al Pas, you make a Birchas Hanen and a Birchas HaMitzvah? Yeah, you do. You can't stand on your head and say Hamotzi is a Birchas Hashem. But maybe that's not a problem of Chavilos Chavilos, because Kiddush al Pas is a bidyavad to begin with. L'chatchila is supposed to be Mekaddish al Yayin. It's just a bidyavad. If it's only a bidyavad, then the problem of Chavilos Chavilos doesn't apply. Now this could be the answer to Tosis's other kasha. Rav Yosef Tovelin was suggesting that you need the bar kedem of kapas to part of the mar, because if not, you make a bracha rishona and a brachas hamitzvah on the mar, and that's chavilas chavilas. So fractosis, first of all, it's not tremili. It's one mitzvah, it's a mar. The old fractosis, the Rav Chista mavar shtein achazeres. Rav Chista he claimed that you should make a brachas hanen and a brachas hamitzvah on the karpas, right? If you only have chos, Rav Chista says, what do you do? You can't make a bracha l'achilas mara on the tibul sheni. You got to make it on tibul rishon. So it'll turn out the bar pi adama and the bracha l'achilas mara both being recited on the tibul rishon. Fractoy says, you just told me that's chavilas chavilas. To make a bracha sanenin and a bracha samitzvah, one chavitz is chavilas chavilas. The answer, l'chor, is poshet. Rav Chista might be talking about a bidyavad. Rav Chista might be talking about a bidyavad. What's the bidyavad? If you don't have another Yerek to do karpas on, all you have is kosa, softer chist. In that case, you know, you can't get the mora bismano. Okay, if it's fafalim, what are you supposed to do? So make both brachas on the tibul rishon. The whole thing is a bidiyevet. L'chatchila, we want to make the bar piadam on a different yerek. Do the karpas on a different yerek. But Chizda says, if you don't have a different yerek, so then make both brachas on karpas. But if it's only bidiyevet, there's no chavilas chavilas bichlal. Even if there is a problem of chavilas chavilas by reciting a brachas anen and a brachas amitzah on chavitzah. But by bidiyevet, it doesn't apply. But Chizda's not a riot to anything, because he's talking bidiyevet. He's talking bidiyevet. Is he talking bidiyevet? Why did Tosfos ask the question? Tosfos learned Rav Chisda that he's talking l'chatchila. Right? Tosfos is learning. Rav Chisda holds l'chatchila. You can make both brachas on the karpas. Because even when you do that, you're being yotzei mara b'zmano. It's not just the case where you only have chasa. It's not just b'di'evit. Even if you have another year, you can make l'chatchila. You can make both brachas on the karpas on chasa. Because Tosfos holds, Rav Chisda claims he's not relinquishing the mora b'zmano. Remember, everything's coming together now. The Tosfos says that's not a b'di'evit. That's a l'chatchila. And nevertheless, Rav Chisda holds you can make two brachas on one. You can make a brachas anen and brachas amitzvah on the karpa. So you see clearly that it's not a problem. It also mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The Rav Yosef Tovelim could say, it's very nice pshat, but I don't think it's correct. Rav Chisda is talking to the end. The Rav Yosef Tovelim could be going with whom? With the Rashbam. Rashbam says that it's only a b'di'evet. It's only a b'di'evet. Rav Chisda is no raya to anything. But by b'di'evet, there's no chavilas chavilas to recite a b'chas anen and a b'chas amis on the same chesed. But l'chatchila, maybe Taka, there would be a problem with also Mrs. Chavilos to recite a Bechas Anen and a Bechas Mitzvah on a single chavitzah.